If you're just tuning in for the second date update, one of our listeners, Matt, is on the phone, and Matt is an old-fashioned type of guy. You know?
How so?
He loves a good cup of Joe.
Okay.
He likes to be a gentleman and pay for a lady's evening out.
Yeah, that's true.
And at the end of the night, he'll even offer to give you his Visa or MasterCard for sexual intercourse.
Oh, man. And they say chivalry is dead.
Good for you, Matt. Because most guys won't do that anymore nowadays. They'll only offer you their Discover card, which isn't accepted at most places.
Yikes.
So, Matt, true gentleman there, we commend you.
Thanks.
Spoken like a real man.
You'll start a reputation soon, Matt. You stay on the show too long.
I say that kind of jokingly because the true story is Matt went on a second date with a woman named Kelly, and after dinner, she wanted to pay for the meal, but Matt offered to at least pay for the tip. Mm-hmm. However, instead of saying, "Let me pay for the tip," he accidentally said, "Let me pay for the sex."
Yeah.
Because he, like most men, had a certain activity on the brain at the end of the night.
And to be fair, she did start the evening by saying, "Can I stay at your place?"
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
So he's not totally at fault. So we're about to call Kelly and try and get you a second date update. Now, before we do this, Matt, how are you feeling going into this?
Feeling pretty nervous.
Yeah, that's not good. Because you say dumb things when you're nervous, Matt.
Yeah, touche.
Okay, right. Take a deep breath. I think it's just a misunderstanding and you can work through this. I mean, you said you had a real connection with her.
Yeah, and you know, you'd think if it was just a misunderstanding then I wouldn't have to talk to you guys and, you know, everything would be fine. We'd still be talking, but maybe
true.
It is something else. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, let's find out. I'm going to call Kelly's number right now. We're going to try and get your second date update, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Kelly.
Speaking. Who is this?
Hi, Kelly. My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. How are you doing?
I'm a radio show?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're a morning show. All my co-hosts are here. And we're doing a segment called A Second Date Update. Have you ever heard of that before?
It does kind of sound familiar. I think one of my friends may listen to this show, maybe.
Smart friend.
Like your friend.
Okay.
Yeah.
She talks about all of the nightmare scenarios, and I mean, she tells me about them, and
yeah.
So, why are you guys calling me again?
Yeah.
Well, because you recently went out with a guy who kind of described a nightmare scenario to us. Not just one date. He said you went on two dates. Mm-hmm. His name's Matt.
Oh, Matt.
Yeah. Matt thought that you guys, I mean, definitely the first date, just great chemistry.
I mean, yeah, he was really nice on the first date.
Yeah.
But I don't know what else you're looking for.
Well, Matt told us that after that second date, you haven't been calling him back. And he did mention that the dinner ended with a little bit of a snafu when paying the check.
And he said specifically a snafu.
We said that. I mean, he's really embarrassed.
Yeah. He felt really awful about how it played out because he says he meant to say, at least let me pay for the tip. And instead it came out as at least let me pay for the sex.
Yeah.
He feels bad about that. Like, that was a total mistake on his part. He just had a lot of stuff on his mind.
It was a slip-up.
It was, a total slip-up. He feels terrible.
But if he didn't say it on purpose, then why did a condom fall out as he was saying this?
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
A condom fell out of where?
Yeah.
What was happening?
His
wallet.
His wallet.
Look with that, though.
Did he tell you that?
No, but some guys just hold one just in case, like, to always have one in their wallet.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's true, and it's good to be safe. Like, maybe it fell out, and that's why he said that word instead of tip.
Here's the thing. I'm not that kind of person, okay? When the condom slipped out and he said what he said, it's just like, well, who do you think I am?
Yeah.
I mean, that looks really bad.
I would feel that way, too.
I mean, if it played out the way that you said that it played out, that sounds really awful. It's almost like he took out two fingers and made a circle with his other hand.
Oh, my God.
And was like, let me pay.
I mean, it's similar.
Similar, but that's not the impression that he gave us.
This is what happened. This is my account, and this is why I'm turned off by him, because the only reason why I asked him to stay after the concert was because, one, it's really far from where I live, so it's a good drive across town.
Okay.
Yeah.
Two, I had to work the next day. So it was not to have sex. It was not to do any of that.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
I mean, it
timing.
Makes sense on your part, too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, is there anywhere that you could ever believe that it was a mistake?
I mean, at this point, I don't really care if it was a mistake. It just was like a two-for-one combo in my mind.
Okay. Well, I know maybe it doesn't mean a whole lot coming from us, but maybe it would be more meaningful coming directly from Matt. Because I need to tell you, Kelly, he's been on the other line listening and he wants to talk to you.
Oh, my. I should have freaking known this. Oh.
Matt, you there?
Matt is on the phone.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Say more than that, Matt.
Come on. Like,
she thinks that you were trying to offer to pay for her.
No, it was an accident. It was a stupid mistake. I was hoping she didn't see the condom. I didn't know that was a thing that happened.
So a condom really did come out of your wallet as you said that?
I mean, no, I just keep one in my wallet, you know, especially if I'm on a date, you know. At least I'm responsible and you know I wasn't just trying to rod.
Okay.
I don't need to throw that
word
in there, Matt.
Why does Matt get distracted so easily? Yeah.
Why do you keep talking?
Yeah. But Kelly.
He wanted me to see that condom fall out of his wallet. He wanted me to see
that. Why would I want that? Why?
So wait, he says it's an accident and you're saying it was like a test?
Like planned.
Yeah.
What? You think that's how I land chicks is like I show them the condom in my wallet?
It's possible. That could be a trick that actually works because it shows that you're thoughtful and you're safe.
Maybe if you're 15, that would work.
I don't, Matt, how old are you? Are you 15?
Stop!
No!
Kelly, I can't believe you really don't believe me right now. I mean, what else do I need to tell you?
Okay, Matt, if it was not something serious, then why did you lick your lips as you were saying that?
No, you didn't.
Wait a second.
Come on, Kelly.
Also, he was naked.
Yeah, he took his shirt off. There was also bathing oils inside of his bag.
But still, as a comedian, was he committing to the joke?
It wasn't a joke. It was a mistake. There's a difference. I mean, here's the thing. Kelly, you are super jaded because the dating world sucks right now, right?
Mm-hmm. And like,
I totally understand where you would think that someone would do that because it's not out of the realm of possibility these days. But I believe him. I think that he didn't mean to say that. Mm. Like, if you saw a condom slip out of your wallet, you'd probably blurt out sex, too.
What?
No?
Yeah. What?
No one else?
What's like sex? Condom sex! Oh, my God, sex!
Matt, do you remember licking your lips while you said it?
No, I was probably dehydrated.
Sure you were. Okay. I mean, come on, Matt. You don't think she's a prostitute.
You're thirsty.
Yeah,
right?
Why would I go out with a prostitute? It's a lot simpler if I just wanted a prostitute.
That's true.
What? Yeah. Okay. So there we go. Kelly, he doesn't think you're a prostitute. And with that being said,
he does not
that's not a good
down.
Way to end this.
Is that
no,
not
sorry.
A good set? Is said... that not a good. Okay.
Kelly, I actually think that he made an honest mistake and he really liked you. Tell her, Matt. Tell her how much you liked her.
Yeah.
I thought we had really great dates. And I, you know, I would hope that a simple mistake would have been a race very quickly after having that kind of connection on our date.
Exactly. I mean, every interaction that we've had with Matt over the last few minutes has shown me that he seems like a pretty genuine good guy. And so, Kelly, we would really like to send you two out on one more date. Oh, is it weird if we offer to pay for the date?
Yeah, it is. But we're going to do it anyway, Jeffrey. It's not illegal.
No, I mean, we'll pay for the date.
At least let me give you guys a tip.
Yeah.
No.
Matt, just shut up.
No.
Kelly, will you mount him one more time?
What?
Oh, stop.
Sorry, will you go out with him? It's all coming out wrong.
I don't really think him calling you guys helped his case at all.
Oh, really?
No.
So I'm going to just say no, and I really don't care to be on the radio either.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Matt, I'm sorry, man. No second date.
What can I say? I tried. That's really bizarre to me.
Well, looks like you're going to have to offer to pay for it somewhere else, man. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
I'll just take my business elsewhere, I guess.
Yeah.